Well, you better get ready to leave this world. You say, well, I thought you said the rapture wasn't going to come until we got tried by fire. Yeah, but you might die. You still got to be ready to leave this world by death or by God catching us away. Praise God, whenever that time comes, the Lord is going to return. I tell you, I don't know if God's going to leave me here to live through all of this, and you don't either. We've got to be ready to meet the Lord in death as well as to meet him alive in a translation that may be years away. God help us to lay up in store a good foundation against that time to come, that we'll be strong enough to endure whatever the Lord is going to send our way. In the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the great apostle Paul wrote some more concerning that foundation. Hebrews 12, beginning in verse 25, he said, "See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth," speaking about Moses, "much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven." How are you going to escape? "Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." And this word, "yet once more," signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken. If your old house can be shaken, God's going to shake it and destroy it. He's giving you time to build a house, a foundation, and a house of faith that can stand a storm or fire. He said, "This word," said, "yet once more," signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. The only thing's going to remain, the judgments of God, are the things that the judgments of God cannot shake or burn up. You've got to have a foundation, a house of faith, that the worst storms and the worst fire that's ever been kindled or created or sent from God or the devil cannot penetrate the defenses you set up with your faith and obedience to Jesus Christ and his word. That's your foundation, obedience to the word of God. All right, the last few verses of Hebrews 12. "Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved." See, we're receiving a kingdom that can't be moved. You got to have a house of faith and a foundation that cannot be moved. "Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably," while "with reverence and godly fear. For our God is what? A consuming fire." You better have a faith and a foundation and a house of faith that you built that fire can't consume, because God's going to reveal it. There's a day in your life, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, God's going to try it. You can scream your head off. Won't do no good. God's giving you time. Every clear day you've got, every day of health you've got, every day with a job you've got, every day you're not faced with disease and financial distress or some of these things that God tries you with, you better be preparing for what is going to come. There's a day in your life. It may not be just one day. I'm talking about a period of time. That's what God's talking about. That God's going to try and manifest and reveal your foundation and your works by fire. You better get ready for it. In the book of Timothy, I love what the Apostle Paul wrote concerning this foundation work. 1 Timothy 1, verse 4. "Give not heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some having swerved, swerve." It's amazing how Christians can swerve when they get up against something they don't want to do. Instead of going head into it, say, "God, I'll do it if it hurts. I'll do it if it breaks me. I'll do it if it hair lips a devil. I'll do it if something else happens." Praise God. Make a resolution. Like Job said, "I'll trust you if you slay me. I'm going to go into that storm fully aware, fully conscious, with that resolution made, I'm going to trust you. I don't know what's in that storm. You look into it, you can't see it. You look into that fire, you can't see it. You don't know what's in there. You look into that dark place, you look into that trial, you can't see it. Oh, I believe I'm going to swerve. Then you get right out of God's will and disobey God. God says, go with it and trust me. Trust me. Close your eyes and dirt in it if you got to go. Daniel knew, he didn't know what was in that lion's den except lions. He didn't know that angel was down there. Praise God. He went. When they went in that fiery furnace, them three Hebrew children in Daniel 3, they didn't know Jesus was in that fire. They told the king, said, King, we don't know whether we're going to get out of there or not, but one thing we do know, we're not going to bow our knees to that God that you try to make us bow our knees to. And they gritted their teeth and, all right, throw us in there. Man, that fourth man was in there. Oh, Lord, didn't we cast four in the fire or three in the fire? And behold, I see four. And the old king wasn't sure about his eyes. He'd got his counselors and his sheriffs and his presidents and all them other in the kingdom princes and got up there and said, do you see four? Didn't we put three in there? True, old king. Is there four? True, old king. He said, that fourth one looks like the Son of God. Then we sing, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. Just about that sick. And you ain't willing to go nowhere unless you can see the end thereof. You don't see the end when you walk with God. You see the first step. And the Holy Ghost, if you'll let him, just pushes you on out there in it, and there you are. That's what God gets glory out of. Giving your last dollar. I mean, who's ever given your last dollar to God? Let me see your hand. You don't know the joy of giving till you give your last one. You don't even know what it's all about till you give that last one. I've done it many a time. Learning to trust God for money. Oh, that's where the breakdown comes, that old money. I learned that, thank God, early in life. Trust God for everything. So he says here, from which some see... Keep a good conscience and faith unfeigned. Don't act like you got faith. Get the real faith of Jesus. From which some, having swerved, see, when you get into that trial, when God wants you to obey him, it's going to cost you enough to build gold, silver, and precious stones. You swerve. Say, Lord, all I can pay for is wood and hay and stubble. Boy, what a tragic choice you're going to find out later you made. And you turn aside from the preacher that told you the truth to somebody with their vain jangling. Oh, vain words. Old humanistic values they put upon material things. You listen to them. All right, going a little bit further to old Apostle Paul. 1 Corinthians 6, or 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 6, beginning at verse 20. I went through this, want to hear it again. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. That's swerving. Listen to those old profane and vain babblings. Somebody making it easier for you than what God made it for you. Somebody making it where it cost you less than what God said it was going to cost you. And God said it was going to cost you everything. If you want to build on the words of Jesus Christ and let that stone be your foundation, and let that stone be that sure foundation, and you want a foundation that you can build upon and stand the trouble and the sickness and the financial distress and the storms and the fire and the death and the judgment that you're surely going to meet, then you're going to have to do what he said do. And he meant every word of it. He meant every word of it. All right, turn to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2, verse 16. But shun profane and vain babblings. They will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, a cancer, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying the resurrection is past already,